another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
I don't get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is up, my pizzas? Corey Vincent back in the his house. No, too much energy?
Just
so I was trying something new.
Let's move right on.
I was trying something new. I listened to last week's show. I just about killed myself because how boring it was. Speaking of which, he's here. He hosted last week's show. Did a fantastic job. I'm only jesting.
Wow.
I'm only jesting. It's opposite day. National Opposite Day all over social media. So if I say something really mean or off-putting, I'm just kidding. It's Opposite Day. He's the worst person in the world. He totally sucks balls. How you doing today, David?
Wait, hold on. He started off by saying you did a fantastic job.
That's true. Wait a second. Wait a second.
There you go. Now go ahead.
I'm on you. I'm doing horrible.
Say what you need.
Take that as you will.
He's the whitest guy in the world with a little pipsqueak voice. His name is Aaron Carter.
I don't believe in backwards day, so it's against my personal beliefs. So
it's your religion.
I like backwards day. No, it's actually stupid. It's actually very stupid. I liked yesterday better, National Compliment Day.
That was a thing?
That was a national. Yeah, I'll explain it here in a minute after we get to the ugliest woman in the world. She's terrible. I can't stand her. She's awful and terrible in every single way. Ivy Doom Kitty, how you doing?
I hate you too, Corey. I hate you too. The feeling's mutual. You're an ugly woman too.
What do you mean?
I said you're an ugly woman too.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's how it works.
That means you're a pretty woman.
Yeah, it means I'm a pretty woman.
Man.
I'm like Julia Roberts.
You're like Julia
Roberts.
There we
go.
Prostitute?
No, a runaway bride.
Sure.
I think you're getting your movies mixed.
Yeah, you're getting them mixed up big time.
As I mentioned, yesterday was National Compliment Day, and I decided to do something a little different on the NRG social media. And at the very beginning of the day, I woke up and I posted an open call. I said, anybody need a compliment free from NRG, just let us know. And it started as a trickle and then turned into a freaking storm of people. And I learned a lot about the internet yesterday, Aaron.
What did you learn?
I learned that people are sad.
Aw.
It wasn't like people were coming out like... they were coming out of the woodworks like, please, can I have a compliment? And it was like, I'd say something nice, and it's like they never heard nothing nice on the internet
before.
Well,
see, here's the thing about the people on the internet. On the internet, you can... You become a very insecure person.
Okay. Go on.
And your insecurities can be put out on a show because nobody can see behind that computer that you're, you know, I can't see through the internet and see the actual person face to face. You know what I mean?
Unless you have a webcam,
yeah. Unless you have a webcam. But I think they're safer behind that computer, so they can be, oh, I'm so sad, I'm lonely today.
To me, that seems like it would be the opposite, though. I mean, if you could be whatever you want to be behind a computer screen and hide, why would you choose to be a sad, depressed person?
Because you're still a sad, depressed person.
No, yeah, it's weird. Like, on the internet, you have a mask on, and then that's what you portray to people. I'm this stone-cold jerk guy who just posts Pepe memes all the time. But behind that, I'm really a soft soul who just needs to be told I'm loved.
Yeah.
And that's what we did. And it was really interesting because people would type something. I'd go to their profile and I'd try and like find like legit things. Like if a guy had a picture of his kid in the back seat of the car, I'd be like, hey, you look like a pretty decent father. Good job.
You look like a pretty decent father.
I mean, I didn't want to lie. Okay. I couldn't straight up lie. I had to make educated guesses. So I couldn't be like, you're a great person. I'd say things like,
might as well just be like, your sperm works.
Oh, God. I read some of them.
Congrats.
Like, you can procreate. Yeah. Here's a gold star.
Yeah, exactly.
They sounded like the most generic like motivation. Like, no one is as good as being you as you.
Yeah, that's exactly what
you're
that
the is. Best you.
I don't think they should be forced. I think you should just...
Stay in school and you can be whatever you want to
like,
be.
Like, we don't need a day for it. It shouldn't be...
You can be a special snowflake.
You don't don't need to be forced a compliment to somebody. Just, you know.
But I'm really a special snowflake, so whatever.
There it is.
Speaking of special snowflakes, Ivy, it is National Compliment Day. Do you have anything, or it was yesterday, do you have anything you'd like to say to any of us in the room?
National Compliment Day? Yeah, actually I do. Oh. I would like to say that my cats are very, very cute, and they're very pretty. They're super fluffy, and they make me very happy.
Should have saw that coming. Aaron, anything you'd like to say to anyone in the room or Ivy herself, since we missed out on Compliment Day, but let's make up for lost time. Anything you'd like to say to me, maybe?
Wait a minute. Hang on. Question. Does this interfere with Backwards Day?
Ooh. I think it overlaps.
I think they overlap.
Is it over?
Yeah, they totally overlap.
Okay.
You can't fish for compliments.
I mean, I'm here, so you know, if there's anything you want to say to me, maybe.
No, I can't think of anything.
Okay.
Nothing's coming to mind right now.
Let's move this along, then. Just move this along. We have a lot to talk about. Aaron just posted a video on YouTube, so if you want to check out our VGB Studios YouTube page, Aaron was out at Sac Anime connecting with people. I thought it was pretty clever. It was a good job, Aaron. You went out and you started playing Connect Four with people. I didn't get a good indication of how many times you won and lost.
Yeah, actually, I can't even tell you probably how many times I won and lost, because it was more about just kind of talking with the people. Sometimes I got wrapped up in talking that I just like lost, not even paying attention to the game. So yeah, it was a tough thing, but I felt I got some people out their shells at Sac Anime, because you've been to a con and you know how some con goers can be.
A couple, I think, between the two of us, me and Ivy, we've been to like two or three cons.
Ivy.
Just a couple.
You know how some con people can be. They can be kind of, you know, shy and timid at these cons, right?
Yeah, sometimes people can get, you know, really shy at shows, you know. It's socially awkward sometimes, you know. Think about it. You know, a lot of us grew up, you know, as well as myself, not really interacting with a lot of people. So I have my moments where I do get awkward, and especially in large crowds when I'm not in costume. I get very socially awkward. I turn into that wallflower that kind of hangs out in the back of the room and doesn't feel comfortable engaging with other people because I get very nervous. So I totally get it. Yes, that happens a lot. And it's okay.
Yeah, it was totally fine. Yeah. My aim was to pull them away from the giant crowd, sit them down. You know, we had a nice little table there, a little flower on the, you know, make them feel welcome, play a little Connect Four, learned about, you know, a little bit about themselves, and they felt comfortable. There was a lady who said she wanted to try cosplay for the first time, and she was going to do it, you know, the next Sac Anime. There was a young kid who was going to college to be, he was a business major.
Really dug into these people's lives. I have to say, of all the parts of the video, my favorite thing you did was the over-exaggerated handshake over the table.
You always want to start with the big handshake.
You did it like a straight, like a chess player.
Yeah,
like when
exactly.
You see the young chess players, it's like, it was a little excessive, but it was pretty, pretty funny. Also, on the video train, if you guys want to check out NRG on YouTube, they put out this amazing hype reel. It was basically a year in review. So NRG's only been around for a year. We put together this like 2.5-minute video of just kind of the highlights of all the teams and a lot of the you know, the expressions of victory and defeat and camaraderie. And I'm not gonna lie, a couple tears when I watched it.
Couple of tears, just a couple.
Couple tears, like one or two tears.
Wow.
Ivy, you saw it. What did you think? Being someone who doesn't necessarily follow too much esports, what did you think of that video?
I thought it was really well put together. It showed me, you know, like just a little peek of what NRG is all about, and I liked it. You know, I really liked it. I thought it was really well put together.
Yeah,
it piqued my interest. It made me want to look more into, you know, the world of esports, and, you know, just kind of delve into that and gain a better understanding of it, because it appealed to me. So for someone that doesn't really follow it and it appeals to them, I think that's, you guys hit it like the nail.
So emotional. Such a great thing. I dug
it. Yeah, it was so pretty.
Did you cry? How many tears?
Who counts tears?
I count all my tears, Aaron. Do you know how many tears I've cried my entire life?
No, kind of don't want to.
Well, I didn't cry
76.
Tears. 76. I didn't cry tears. I cried blood.
Oh, there you go.
It's depressing. Let's move right along.
There you go.
Oh, goodness gracious me. Look at that one. Holy smokes. Oh, jeez. Cheese and crackers. That scared the crackers, scared the poop out of me.
Corey, that was so good.
Thank you.
There you go. There you go, Webb.
Oh, God.
Man, that's so shocking. While I gather myself, man, that's scarier than Resident Evil 7, isn't it? What do you think, Ivy? What have you been playing?
Overwatch. Hell yeah. The freaking new event that came out. Yes.
How are you feeling? What did you get in that first box? The free box that everyone gets? Mine was poopy.
I got Bastion with a rooster.
What?
Wow. That's cool.
Yeah. That was my very first loot box. I was like, hell yeah.
Is that converting you to a Bastion main?
Bastion all day.
No, Bastion's not my main. I start off with Reaper, but I'm kind of veering more towards Mercy now. I'm having a lot of fun playing support. A lot of Mercy. Played a crap ton of Overwatch. Was it yesterday? And then I fell asleep while playing with one of my patrons because I was dead ass tired. It's happened. Sheldon, if you're in there and in the chat, I'm so sorry again. It's happened more than once. And aside
from Overwatch,
you don't
talk in your sleep, do you? Because that
I do talk in my sleep. That's why I panic if I fall asleep.
That's worth the patron dollars right there, just to hear what you'd say in your sleep.
What tier would that be?
Yeah, what tier is the sleep talking?
It's the sleep talking recording.
Oh God! Like, please God, what did I say?
It's probably cat talking.
I do sleep talk. I actually do sleep talk, and I do hold on. I engage in full conversations in my sleep, and then later find out regrettably the next day. aside from that, I also played Gears of War 4 and blew through the entire game with one of my patrons as well, which was loads of fun. And then we went from that to Horde. A lot of gaming actually in the last few days. It's been great.
Excellent. Have you gotten a chance to play the Capture the Flag mode?
Capture the Rooster, you mean?
Oh,
get right, Corey.
Fuck me. Did you? Yes or no, Ivy?
Yeah. No, I played it, and it was fun when I played the first few matches, and then after that, it wasn't so much fun because there were a lot of, just really competitive douchebags that were on the game for an extended period of time.
That doesn't exist on Overwatch. No such thing.
There's a difference. Like, if you're playing with a group, it depends on who you get. You know, like the randos that you get. You can play with a group that's like really cool and it's fun. And yeah, there's always going to be a level of competitiveness, but it's fun versus just douchebaggery. And it was just consistently being like just epic douche. So yeah, we switched from that to just, you know, playing arcade mode. So it's 6v6.
Unlimited. Whatever. Whatever you want.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So we did that for a bit, and then I fell asleep.
All right, so as we're going through around the table to finish out what you're playing, if you guys are in the Facebook chat or if you are in Twitch chat, feel free to let us know what you're playing, and maybe we'll at the end of the segment we'll run through and see what you guys are doing. Aaron, you, what have you been playing?
Of course I did the update on Overwatch, played a little of that, unlocked two skins. I've got the Zenyatta skin.
I hate you.
Ooh.
And I got the D.Va skin.
Oh, wow.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Where did all this luck come from? How many boxes have you opened, though?
Three.
That's it?
That's all I've opened.
Three boxes, two legendaries.
Yeah, two legendaries.
That's ridiculous.
The first box that I got was the free one. Didn't get crap.
Okay.
And then I just hit two jackpots right off the bat. But I finished up The Last of Us.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Hold on. Yeah. This is big.
Don't tell me. Don't tell
Hold
me.
Hold the phone. No spoilers.
Yeah, I won't spoil. I won't spoil but, for a okay, 4 year okay. old game.
Remember, Aaron, this game has been a pain in both of our asses for many years because we both didn't play it when it came out because we were on the Xbox at the time.
Correct.
For Game of the Year, we were both full-heartedly behind GTA that year.
Correct.
And
should have won it still.
Okay, that was my question.
Yes.
Still, after playing it, you don't think retroactively you would have ranked Last of Us above GTA 5?
Wouldn't have. Only because I can play GTA 5 and still get that feeling of this is a good game throughout the decade, right?
It's been a long time. Not quite a decade, but yeah.
I'm saying if I go 5 years from now,
you know, you just know.
I'll still be like, this is a good game, yeah. Not to say that Last of Us is not a good game. It is a good game. Game of the year, you're kind of pushing it. And I will say that only because, no spoilers, it felt like after I was done with it, this was one big just episodic thing.
Okay.
I got no...
That's fair.
I got no real conclusion. You know what I mean?
Did you try the multiplayer yet?
No, I have not tried
because
the multiplayer
Joel Gaming
yet.
Since Gaming has been on your case. And,
yeah, I know.
And everyone's
we can
case.
Play.
You got to play multiplayer before I guess you can make the full. So that's your homework assignment from me.
We can. I know because Joel is, you know, dying to play that.
Yeah, I've been watching the Twitch chat because as soon as you said that I played The Last of Us, finished it, I'm like, okay, what's Joel going to say? What's he going to say?
It's a tough one, man. If that ending... See, and then the other thing, there's a lot of gripes I had with the whole thing.
Well, you were kind of cheesing the system, weren't you? You said you made kill rooms.
Well,
so it seems like you were cheesing it.
I don't know if that you call it cheesing it or is that just the game. I was just playing the game. That's like if I was playing Mortal Kombat and I was sweeping you and you were like, you keep doing that.
Swiftly.
Yeah. Like, no, that's part of the game. That's how they developed it.
Well, I mean, actually, I call it cheesing. That kill room tactic was me all day in GoldenEye.
We'll see. There you go.
You remember that? You'd set off the alarm, lure them all to one area, and then just choke point. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah. And then I never really felt scared of the creatures there.
Well, you're an adult man, so.
But I took a picture as well, right? Because you can take screenshots.
Okay.
So I took a picture. I have like an arsenal on me.
Yeah, you do.
I have a literal arsenal. I have like a flamethrower, two different shotguns, two different pistols.
I think you had
a bow and arrow, a rifle. Like
I think you have more weapons than me at the point that I'm at now.
Like a hatchet. Like I'm playing Call of Duty here. And it
tomahawk.
Yeah,
you're throwing tomahawks.
So like, if I hear a clicker, I'm like, well, then I guess this is your last day on Earth because you're dead.
You clicked your last click.
Yeah. I had, like, grenades, basically, like these little shrapnel bombs or whatever. I don't know. The game, story-wise, story is a good story, but it's still, I think they fall under the trope of, we want to make a trilogy, so we're not going to end this first one the way you want it to end.
What are people playing in chat, Ivy?
Well, right now they're talking a lot about pre-ordering the Switch. Mafia 3 is better than GTA 5.
I
can't say for sure because I haven't played it, but based off of reviews I've seen.
And all the glitches.
And the glitches that I've watched, I don't see how that could be true.
Overwatch, Titanfall 2, a lot of hype for Kingdom Hearts 3. A lot of Smite going on, GTA 5 as of late, and Black Ops 3.
No Resident Evil?
There's one. I just saw one.
Yeah.
Gaming Since Gaming. I was on that Resident Evil kit.
Yeah. There we go. And then there was some fighting a little bit earlier on which console is better. So console wars, PS4 versus Xbox.
It will never end.
Yeah, it'll never end.
It will never end.
Webb, what do you
I have both.
Oh, well, then you won.
I only play on one.
Ivy won the console war, everyone. It's over.
Wow. There you go. Overwatch. Been on the Overwatch on PC, playing the new event.
You were very proud of your new overlay for your Twitch streams?
I was. I think that looked cool.
Did you actually stream with it yet? Or did I get a picture of the beta?
You got a picture of the beta. Okay. I put out an XSplit, but didn't stream. And I just want to make sure all the lines lined up with everything. Because I did like a, similar to what you have, a design around the alt meter. Okay. So I wanted to make sure it lined up correctly. And I don't know about the capture the flag one. At least when I played it, people didn't understand the concept of it, and so there would be times when I'm like, where is everybody? And everybody would be going towards in one direction, going towards the enemy flag.
What game type?
Capture the rooster.
Oh, capture the cock. Okay, got it.
I definitely don't call it that.
What? Worst setup ever.
Wait, you guys don't call it that?
And, I call it capture the flag.
Well, I grew up in Rio Linda down here in Sacramento, and we didn't call them roosters. Like, what's a rooster? We call them cocks.
Well, yeah, you go ahead and have all of them you want.
What's so funny? Why are you smiling?
It's capture as many as you would like, Corey. Yeah. Go for it. No one's stopping you.
Yeah,
no one's stopping you.
No, I cannot wait. I'm going to capture so many cocks.
Yeah, you are. They're all for you.
There's a club downtown.
Do it.
I think you're gonna
you think that cock is yours? It's mine now, bitch.
Yep.
That's how I'm going to be.
Drag it all around town.
What are you going to do
it
when you catch them?
Bring him back to my cock.
He's got to catch them all. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
That's what it's all about. You protect your cock and you grab the opponent's cock.
You going to be wearing a turtleneck when you're doing that?
I'll wear whatever.
Any turtlenecking?
You could really just capture the cock in whatever clothes you're wearing.
Okay. So you're going to be turtlenecking when you capture the cock.
I own like one turtleneck.
Okay.
So.
Well, there you have it.
There you have it. What have I been playing? I've been playing Smite.
Oh, yeah, Smite. I forgot. Smite. We've been playing Smite.
Yeah, we played some Smite, too. Yeah.
I've been trying that Kronos.
You got to get ready for the Kronos.
I have to.
Mainly because...
Man.
Oh, well, we can't talk about that.
Nope. But
because
for reasons...
Because he's getting a giant nerf.
Because, yeah, he's getting a giant nerf.
Giant nerf. He's going to be smaller.
I'm surprised you actually played well with Kronos, though, when we played...
Thank you.
Only because Kronos is a difficult character to kind of
It took a minute to get used to it, but it's I mean, there are similarities to Zeus.
Okay. All right.
And so that's how I played him. I played him like I played Zeus.
Well, I mean, they're both mages, so.
Exactly.
Good job, Webb.
Boom!
You did it.
I did it. Esports.
Yeah.
I am esports.
It's a thing.
There you go.
Corey, you've been playing Smite?
Yeah, I've been playing Smite. I'm waiting for all you guys to get back on the hype. Because it seems like you guys are one toe in, one toe out.
We just played and got the, because you know you hook it up with your Twitch.
Yes.
And you get into this new season thing, the new...
Path of the Phantom? Is that the one you're talking about?
I think so.
Where you can unlock the skin for the Morgan.
And you're going through
the Celtic?
The board?
Yeah.
We've been doing that a little.
Did you beat it?
No, I have not
yet.
I did.
It's the challenge is a little difficult. Well, not a little difficult, but it's a little difficult to get everybody on board to do with you. Like Jerry, his last thing was to actually win in a what's that one match that's not as big as the Conquest?
Clash.
Or Clash. He has to win a Clash, but it was just like, we don't want to play Clash.
Well, no, you know why they didn't want to play Clash? Because me, him, Steven, and somebody else. I forgot. Somebody else was there. Mm-hmm. All four of us jumped in on Clash, and we got wrecked.
It's a
it
tough one.
It was so bad.
Have you gotten to try Smite yet?
I have not. I've downloaded it for Xbone. I know you guys played on PC.
Yes.
Which I need to get on that PC train of gaming. I did get an external... for every game I want to download too. I just need an adult to hold my hand and kind of walk me through the process, because I do have a thing for ancient I like mythology, I like just gods and goddesses, especially ancient Egyptian
they're in
culture
there.
See, exactly. So it does appeal to me.
I think Ivy's a Bastet main.
Bastet.
Oh,
I like Bastet. Anubis. Oh,
the god like of Anubis. The goddess of cats.
What are you, a god of cats?
Yes. Yeah, I actually have two statues of Bastet right here. That's literally like right in front of me.
Oh, seriously?
Like,
that's a
character. Yeah, like no joke.
Yeah, that's a character in Smite.
Yeah.
I know.
Aaron has his catchphrase. We were talking about catchphrases before the show. And he has a catchphrase in Smite. Mainly because what's the god of birds in that game?
He's not the god of birds.
No,
but he uses birds.
He's just the bird. Is Ra.
Ra?
Ra.
Yeah. Ra.
And I think Ra was wrecking us one time, and Aaron was like, what are you even the god of? Birds? And now that's the new catchphrase. What are you the god of? Birds? Like
it's yeah. And I focus him every single time because he's apparently a part of
he's super OP.
Yeah, like he's a part of the meta. Like people
in the glow.
Will ban him for real.
Oh yeah. Ridiculous. Without any further ado,
you got that over there? You good?
You know, I'm a little rusty. I took a week off. Still better than Webb. I'm very pissed off you didn't use my.
Oh, that means I'm better than him. Opposite day.
Opposite day. Uh oh.
Damn it.
Uh-oh.
My own tricks of destruction you used against me. No, I was really disappointed you guys didn't use the soundtrack.
Yeah, no, we weren't going to do that.
I don't understand why not.
I used the first one.
They voted against it.
Who is they?
The chat. Everybody. Everybody.
Literally. It was an overwhelming flow of support saying, please do not. Our ears cannot take it.
In fact, as soon as they saw I was hosting, they said, oh, yes, no theme songs. So.
And there you go.
Well, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
web-slinging the news.
Those weren't your best ones.
And you guys, I really wanted to hear,
again,
like,
opposite day. Boom. There it is.
Before I started,
opposite day strikes again.
I hate you. Before I started the show last week, when I was listening, I was in the car on the way down to Palo Alto, and I was like, let's check in on the Game Bang Boys. I put on the podcast.
New nickname. And new nickname.
No, that one's not going to
stay. No. Definitely not.
The Game Bang Boys?
No. Too easy to get that mixed up.
Damn. All right. Well, I was listening to you guys nonetheless, and I was like, I really want to hear Webb sing that theme song. Didn't happen.
I almost did, but we had some technical issues, so I didn't want to push it.
And then he rethought, and we agreed. Yes.
All right. So, Webb, what's the first news story?
All right. So, first news story, we talked about it a little bit, is Overwatch's new event is now live, and it comes with a new game mode and some new skins.
So, while we're talking about this, if you're in chat and you have had a chance to play it, let us know what you like and don't like about it, and then we're going to wrap about this for a few minutes. So, we've all gotten a chance to try it in the room. Again, I love the fact that Blizzard is taking care of the community and doing stuff like this. I think these are some of my favorite skins across the board. Like that Reinhardt is like,
yeah, the Reinhardt.
That
is
one's
nice.
Good.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
I have enough coins, but I think what I learned from my
you're right, Khajiit.
From my, I have enough coins. What I learned from my cousin though, and you know, word to the wise. If you are sitting on a stack of coins, don't just rush out and buy the one you want immediately.
True.
Wait until the end of the series just in case you get one in a box.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, but I will own the Reinhardt one, whether it's today, tomorrow, or February 13th, I will have that bad boy. Are there any must-have skins for you, Aaron?
Sun Wukong. He's the Harambe skin.
I was like... Yeah. Strong game. Aaron.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's all the same. It's literally all the same. That one, and I wanted the Zenyatta, but I got Zenyatta right off the bat. So, I mean, I'm good. I've seemed to get all the Zenyatta skins.
Yeah,
I got the,
you did,
I have the skeleton.
You got the Nutcracker one.
I got the Nutcracker. I got the skeleton. I got the, and I got this latest one. So
now you just need to play Zenyatta.
I know. Sorry.
That's okay.
That's me with Bastion skins. I have like four legendary Bastion skins.
Oh, yeah.
That I have no interest in ever touching.
I don't really care for his skins. They haven't done anything drastically different.
Ivy got the Bastion cock, but is there any other ones
Good
you're
Lord.
Trying to get?
That one was cool. I actually would like to get the Mei skin, even though Mei pisses me off. I have a very strong love-hate relationship with Mei.
Yeah.
She's the best.
I want the skin. I do like playing with her. I hate playing against someone that's playing as Mei because of the freaking walls.
And I hate getting frozen and then just sitting there and watching them form the ice cold in their gun and shooting
yep.
in the face.
They
yep.
wait for it. Yeah. They aim yeah. it up, aim it at your face, and like.
And then
yep.
they emote. You
so that's what I mean. Love like, so love hate relationship. But I really yeah. love the skin. And dude, did you guys notice? Mei's got some junk, like in the trunk.
Oh yeah, no, that is well documented. That's why
there
people
is some
love
jit.
Mei.
I was like, "Whoa, hello, Mei! Wow, I like this. I need those pants too. I love her pants; they're awesome. I must cosplay Mei. I gotta make it a thing.
I have a pair you can borrow.
A lot of people like.
All right.
A lot of people rocking the D.Va bodysuits at the cons and stuff. But
yeah. Yes.
I'm always a fan of the good old-fashioned Mei.
There's a really good Mei at... actually, two really good Meis at Sac Anime.
Sac Anime?
Those Mei costumes will be going away during the summer because it's hot as hell.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
I don't see any tank top Meis going around.
They should do something like that for a summer event. That'd be cool.
Something that's interesting about the fact that there's a Capture the Flag quote-unquote game in there is that Blizzard had actually talked about not including a Capture the Flag game type in Overwatch before.
Of all the game types that they've put out, this is one I think should stay in the arcade.
This is one that there's rumors that they're considering it because of... So going back, the whole reason why they didn't want to include it in the first place is one that I don't know if you were in the conversation, Corey, but Aaron and I were talking about it, is just the different moves that a lot of the characters have. For instance, Tracer. Look at Tracer. Think about her blink move recall. She could blink forward and then recall.
Well, there's definitely a meta going on right now.
There is.
Where you have to have a Winston because he has agility. If he gets the flag, he just boosts out of there.
Oh, yep.
Tracer is good at pushing the flag around. I've seen a Symmetra in every match because she can help set the traps.
Yeah.
Bastions and Torbjörns on defense. It's almost kind of broken where I think the one adjustment I would make is if they added increasing respawn timers.
Okay.
Either based on how many times you've died or how late it is in the match.
Or kind of like
how Smite has it.
Just make everybody Soldier 76 during the match.
Well, that's why they didn't want to. That's why they didn't want to do it.
No, that's boring.
They didn't want to include. They didn't want to make it so it takes away from the Overwatch characters. Otherwise, they would just do all Tracers and Genjis.
Yeah, it's tough because the first game that I played for Capture the Flag, I went Tracer, and it was super easy to go in there, pick it up, and then zip out. All I had to do was wait for my team to engage, like in a big skirmish while everybody was distracted.
Yeah.
Go stand there for my, 3 seconds or whatever.
Yeah, because you have to wait. Yeah.
And then as soon as I got it, zip, 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 all three out, and I'm gone. And I didn't take the beaten path that everybody thought I was going to go. And
that's the trick too. And see, that's why when I was playing, my team was pissing me off so much because nobody would stay back and guard our flag. They would all in one group go in one direction. In the meantime, the other team is coming the other direction and taking the flag, and then going in the complete opposite. It was a mess.
It's a tough one. It's a tough one. I think it would need a lot of refining before they made it a solid arcade mode in there.
What do you think, Ivy? What's chat saying about it?
Chat's actually talking about cosplaying
and diva butt. I just opened up and I see that diva butt.
Yeah, they're like May is Bay. The skins hardly copy Smite. They want me to cosplay diva.
I can see that. Well, you've done Zero Suit Samus. Isn't that a
Yeah, oh, no. I told him Diva's on the... She's definitely happening in the next few months.
Zero Suit Samus is Nintendo's Diva.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, Samus.
Canon.
Yes. True.
Talk about the update, though. Something else that came out, and I was asking Corey about this, because he main... Or not main, but you play this guy a lot, is Roadhog's Hook. The official update came out. And I don't know about you guys, I have been victim to the broken hook quite a few times. And the last time I played before the update, it was just blatant. It was on Route 66, and I was going in one of the caves, and Roadhog was on top of, the cliff, and he hooked me through the cliff, pulled me out of the cave through the cliff, and one-shotted me. That was like, you gotta be kidding me.
It's got a long ways to go.
It's
they didn't quite nail this.
No, and from what I'm hearing though, the update it's a lot better. It's a lot better. I guess Blizzard announced when the hook when they first came out in the beta, and they had the hook. Cause this has been broken since the beta. The hook was described as more of like a sphere. It's not necessarily where the hook is, but there's a sphere of leeway, and if the character falls within that sphere, then they're going to get pulled in, and it wouldn't always get pulled directly to you as Roadhog. It would get pulled from, sometimes you get pulled
in
right
or
whatever.
Yeah, I didn't like that.
The other broken thing that people got pissed off about is that they would do on levels like Ilios, when you're on, I think it's the lighthouse level, where there's that cliff, you would grab somebody, do a 180, and drop them off the cliff.
Oh, totally. I've done that.
Never seen that before.
Yeah.
when you guys first said that before, I was like, I have never seen that.
Seriously?
Yeah, it's a dope move.
I've never seen that.
Corey, you didn't quite do this, but it was in, what was it, the Buddhist temple level, and you weren't doing a 180, but you were just standing on the edge and just hooking people.
Oh, yeah. I've done that
It was
before.
The funniest
that
thing.
That was in the highlights. That was definitely in the highlights. I had about six in a row. Just bink. Thank you.
So with this update, it looks like a lot of people are actually kind of happy with it, at least people who don't play Roadhog, because then they don't have to worry about this. And some people, including the person who wrote the article I found, are even saying that their accuracy has gone up because of it.
Well, there you go.
If you break the line of sight, so if you're playing against Roadhog and they throw the hook, if you break the line of sight, the hook's not going to get you.
Yeah.
So that's nice.
What else we got besides Overwatch? We've covered Overwatch.
We've covered Overwatch. Pokemon Bank is now coming to Sun and Moon.
Thank God.
Before you thank him. or her, depending on what you believe. Wait, because there's a catch.
A
so,
it's actually it. Ra is my god of choice.
Terrible. So, bird?
Bird.
The god of birds?
So, bird.
Okay. So, now you can use a Pokemon Bank for Pokemon Sun and Moon. You can transfer from Omega Ruby, Alpha Sapphire, X and Y, or the 3DS virtual consoles of Red, Blue, and Yellow.
What Those about my Pokemon Go? Can I transfer from there?
No.
Yeah, you can.
Awesome.
What?
No. opposite DIV. They're also giving away Munium
there you
Z
go.
Crystals.
Yeah.
Nailed it. First try.
It's what the Power Rangers use to transform, right?
Yeah, in Zio.
Yeah,
Munium.
Boom. Pokemon
yeah.
Zio.
Munium.
Munium.
We're going to get to that Power Ranger shit here in a minute, too.
Yeah. But here's the catch. So if you play on like Pokemon Black and White or their sequels, you can't transfer directly to Sun and Moon. You have to transfer to one of the compatible versions and then transfer to Sun and Moon.
Only on Pokemon Black, though. They make you go through those extra steps.
Yeah, Pokemon White, you just
yeah,
do
White,
you
can
want.
Just do whatever
just do
you
whatever
want.
You want.
White can go to any Pokemon game.
They actually
any
renamed Pokemon it. It's Pokemon Trump now.
It's Pokemon Superior. It's what they called it.
Here's the catch. Here's the catch. Pokemon Bank isn't free.
It's $5 mm-hmm. a month, right?
Yeah, $5 a year.
Oh, a year. Okay. All
but
right.
still, really?
That's not terrible.
From a feature?
This is from Nintendo, though.
Yeah, this is from
so
Nintendo.
I know.
$5 for an entire year in That's Nintendo is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
Right.
Remember, it's $10 for Pokemon, for freaking Mario Run.
Yeah, $10. That's true. That's true. But
for a game you can't even stop.
I'm looking at it as like it used to be a free feature.
Yeah.
And now they're you have
it
to pay.
It was never really
so did,
free. I mean,
so
you had to
did
buy
PlayStation
a,
Network.
You had to buy a transfer cable, and then they never really went between like generations very well until the bank came out. I think I'm going to do it.
I use the infrared. See,
so
super
guys,
still.
Okay.
What's Pokemon Bank?
There you go.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I forgot to explain Pokemon Bank.
When, I did too.
When you grow
I
up,
just kind of had an assumption.
You get a job and you have to deposit your Pokemon somewhere.
Some people call it cash. We call it Pokemon.
You get Pokemon interest.
I get a job? What's a job? Tell me.
Terrible. Cosplayer wouldn't know about real work.
Terrible.
Oh, don't
yeah.
you go there.
Shots fired. Uh-oh. Oh, opposite
Hell
day.
No.
It was opposite
day.
Day.
I got you.
I'm
it was opposite day.
Ass.
I mean, that means
no,
you guys
I don't
work.
Care. Still going to kick your ass.
And she can, too. I fully believe it. I'm going to go Bastia at
so
you.
Really what Pokemon Bank is it's a feature. It's its own game, pretty much, where you could transfer your Pokemon from just about any generation of Pokemon into this bank and then move them into any other generation. So let's say you were playing Pokemon Yellow and you had this really dope Pikachu and you want to play with him in your new Pokemon Sun. You can do that through the Pokemon Bank.
They keep their stats and everything, right?
They keep... I don't know. Because those features didn't exist. Like,
That's
remember,
cool.
in the old days, they didn't have, like...
So what, do they just make up
temperament?
Things?
I think it's compatible Pokemon. Like, because if it was always with the other versions, you could only transfer ones that I think existed in the new game.
But,
so you can't transfer ones that aren't in the new game.
But, so are you telling me their stats are going to stay the same?
I think so.
I don't
know.
Look out for chat.
Look out for chat. If someone in chat has used Pokemon Bank and like moved a super old Pokemon up to a new version, does it like just automatically assign them like a temperament and stuff like that? Because that actually means something,
right?
Like if you have a lazy Pikachu as opposed to like a fiery Pikachu.
I see what you're saying.
It makes sense, but that didn't exist in the old ones.
Right. This is the first time.
Yeah.
While we're waiting on confirmation of that, there is something interesting that's happening with the Pokemon Bank update. So, you guys remember that glitch with the older games where it was missing number?
Oh, yeah.
It's
missing no.
Yeah, missing no, yeah. So, if you try and transfer missing no into Sun and Moon, it won't work. But instead, it causes a whole different glitch. And what it will do is it will take the Pokemon... one of the Pokemon in your slot, in like the first slot, and it will move it, it will nickname it the name of the Pokemon to the right.
Why is missing no like this glitch that happened in the 90s that is still wreaking havoc
resurfacing
today?
So
it's like the original Y2K.
It is.
Is missing no.
They never
so,
updated them.
For example, let's say you have a Raichu and a Hitmonlee. Okay. Raichu will then get nicknamed Hitmonlee. And the problem is once you nickname a Pokemon, you can't change it.
Yes, you go to the nickname master or something.
Right.
Like that,
right? So if you do this, be prepared that your Pokemon are all going to have the wrong name. I thought that was that's pretty funny.
Hmm.
That's pretty stupid. That missing no. Why couldn't in Pokemon Bank they like put some sort of, I'm not a coder, all right? So I don't code.
The coders can figure
it's not what I do.
Out.
The coders can figure this shit out. Why can't they put a thing that's like, if a Pokemon named missing no comes through, just say no.
Say no to missing no.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then delete it with fire.
It's going to delete all your Pokemon then.
It probably would.
Yeah.
Well, delete it with fire.
Chat saying missing no is a god not to be questioned.
I don't play the game, so it...
Missing no is going to be the next Smite character.
There you go.
What, even the god of numbers?
What, are you the god of glitches?
Terrible.
Let's get into Power Ranger news. What did you want to...
Okay, so we already knew that Alpha 5 looked like garbage.
Yes, he looked like a pregnant alien in an exosuit.
Yes, actually, very good, very astute observation. What did we think, though, Ivy, we'll start with you, about the Zordon?
I haven't seen the trailer yet. The extent, I know, okay, I grew up watching Power Rangers. I saw, I liked the original cast. Like, I grew up watching the original cast. And I have not seen the new trailer yet. I suck. I haven't seen it. But I did see the Meower Rangers trailer, and that was kind of cool.
Wow.
No, this gives us an opportunity. Some of you guys are talking about, you know, Ivy, not knowing anything.
What?
Which is not true. I can tell you that it's not true. Wait. I'm going to send Ivy a link to a picture of the new Zordon, so you get her live reaction.
Oh, crap.
I'm going to go to Ivy Cam. Yep. So it's going to come via your Skype. And we get to see your actual reaction when I hit enter. So here we go.
All right. Let's see this.
Okay.
Riveting
for the podcast listeners.
I'm so excited.
Her face is
normal. Oh, crap. It's freaking Bryan Cranston.
It literally, yeah. It is.
It looks like Bryan Cranston put his face in one of those 90s toys.
Yeah, like the pins.
Yeah.
That's literally what they did. That's all they did. That's all they did.
CGI. The whole thing.
Just CGI the whole thing.
Wow.
Okay, so now that you've seen it, what do you think? Okay, so you said you were a fan of the original, right? Mighty Morphin.
Yeah, I was a big fan of the original.
So what do you think seeing that compared to what you grew up with?
Well, I'm a big fan of Bryan Cranston as an actor. So, yeah, let's
You're
do
focusing
it.
On the wrong parts.
Rangers, let's cook.
He said Rangers. I am the danger. Yeah. That would be amazing.
We're in danger, Zordon. Alpha 5, I am the danger.
I am the one who knocks.
I had personally, because I grew up with Power Rangers.
Okay.
And I had mixed feelings. I think Alpha still looks dumb.
Alpha does look dumb, yes.
Nothing
I'm
going to
Google
that
right now.
The what's his name as Alpha? I'm gonna have to hear more lines than just the one line that we heard
in
the trailer.
Because the problem with Alpha is he doesn't sound
like an android.
He doesn't sound like an android. The other thing is
definitely
that
look
of as if like robots had Feed the Children. Like he's got one of those looks on him.
Wait, so
I don't like Alpha.
Like
for just the dollar a day,
like
you can beat this
like
android.
For a dollar.
Ivy, the new Alpha. He looks kind of strange, right?
He does.
No, I don't like it. My body is rejecting this.
Does it look like a pregnant alien in an exosuit to you?
My body is like, nope. I'm all aboard the nope train. No.
Does he have like reverse scoliosis or something?
What is happening?
I don't know.
But beyond that, I was, okay, when I saw the teaser. I
don't like it.
98% against the movie because I thought it was dumb. They're changing too much. When I saw the trailer, I can see why they're changing it because thinking back as an adult, thinking back to the originals,
look at Goldar. All right,
and I'm like, how are nylon suits bulletproof? You know what I mean? Like,
well,
think about it.
Think
I
about
mean,
how many bullets were shot back then.
Well, not okay. Not
exactly.
Bullet, you know what I mean though. Think
laser beams.
I mean, laser beam. Okay, how are they laser proof? And why are sparks flying off of them? They're
the
nylon.
Suits, seeing the suits in the latest trailer, I wasn't really upset with that.
Exactly. It kind of makes sense that they had to update to the modern.
I think I'm just over. I think with the whole them being super strong outside the suits.
That's changing the fundamentals of the Power Rangers.
It seems like they took one line, the teenagers with attitudes, and they ran with that.
That's exactly.
And they were
that's
like
all they heard.
I don't ever remember them all being like these detention.
They weren't
ridden people.
They were like gold star honor roll role model.
They were literally the best of the best.
They're the best, the cream
exactly.
of the crop.
They were like the best Earth had to offer. And Angel Grove looks like some poor backwards town
it
now.
Does.
As instead of the, you know,
like
life,
pristine,
yeah,
clean town.
And it's I understand they're trying to make this like a modern age one, and I don't know. For some reason, I still feel the very first one with Ivan Ooze, even though Ivan Ooze looks ridiculously stupid.
Oh, I need to look up that one, too.
I liked how they did the suits on that one. They had, like, the little armor plating type of thing on them.
And see, I read about that. They actually had, that was the one and only time when they had, like, PVC on the suit. But then they never carried that into the...
Which I thought they would have.
It was a continuation. The movie was its own thing. It had nothing to do with the show. Because in the show... They actually go to the
temple. they did the whole ninja thing
the
himself.
Whole thing.
Yeah. And that was cool. That was fine. I just thought it would have, you know, I don't know. The CGI stuff is a little too much for me. The Zords and everything like that, I don't like it. Goldar, horrendous.
Do we know if
horrendous.
Is JDF getting in on this action?
If he were the smart man, he would stay a little bit away, even from a cameo.
Jason David Frank, he needs to jump in this.
No, he needs to stay away from this.
He needs to be the teacher.
He's been
something.
In every other Power Ranger.
I mean, he's like the Stan Lee of Power Rangers.
You saw the Goldar?
Did you see the Goldar?
I saw that.
That's literally...
Corey, did you see it?
No.
Go look at the Goldar. Yeah.
I need to get better. I need to look at it.
That's another thing that's fundamentally changing from the base to, you know, to what it is now.
What do you
chat
got?
Chat described it as mac and cheese.
It is. Chat is correct.
Wait, Goldar is mac and cheese?
It's like they're taking a name and then just trying to put it into actual like a live form or something. Like, oh, his name is Goldar. He must be some type of gold blob. There you go.
Gold blob that's dripping gold.
As if there was not a character inside that. If that character didn't have any type of personality.
They could have just taken the original design of Goldar and just improved upon it and made it look better for now.
Goldar was epic. Like he was like one of the mains.
Yeah.
One of the mainstays of the bad guys. The Zed, blue monkey face.
Zed minged him.
I remember watching an episode as a kid where Goldar had a fight. I can't remember who he fought. Was he fighting the Red Ranger or was he fighting Tommy? But I think he was fighting Tommy to try to get the candle back.
Yeah.
So Tommy didn't have his powers and he had to fight Goldar without his powers.
Oh, in like the smoky
and like
fog room?
Fog room. And I was like, there's no way he's winning.
Nope.
First of all, it's a giant
Tommy's
you know,
dying.
Tiger thing. He's going to stab you with his sword.
No more Green Ranger.
It's over. We're going to see the death of the Green Ranger
right here.
Yeah. So... I won't get that from the gold blob. I'll be like, well, he's just going to eat that mac and cheese in the corner. And
Kraft mac and cheese!
Yeah, there we go. And he'll get that candle back. I don't know. They're taking too much liberty with this franchise.
That's what drives me crazy, because I can see them updating some things. The wall, having Zordon in the wall... isn't a huge deal, but
I think that's a natural progression. I think that's fine.
That's really? Fine. Yeah. That one
he doesn't need
look
to be
terrible.
In a tank.
Well,
yeah. What's up?
Oh, I was going to say, what do you guys think about Rita's costume?
I'm even fine with that one, actually.
I'm okay with that ass.
Yeah.
Because
I'm distracted
because of
Banks.
Oh, well. because of what the...
Elizabeth
the
Banks is hot like in a middle-aged woman kind of way.
Yeah.
The thing I'm, if her backstory is the same of what everybody's thinking, and she used to be a Green Ranger or something like that, and that's why she has.
Oh, snap.
You haven't heard
hers.
That? That's like the original theory, because she's all green.
Because she's all green, yeah. And she has like the green glow before, and she's killed Rangers
I've
before.
I've killed Rangers before, and she took the Green Ranger coin.
Exactly.
Now I want to see it just to see if that's true, because that would be a good twist.
Be cool,
no, it's
actually.
Confirmed, yeah. It's literally. It's
all right, I can get behind that.
I can get behind Elizabeth. what do we? what's in the next news story?
That's all I had.
That's all you had.
Oh, did you guys see the Logan trailer?
Oh God.
Okay, so here's
one thing you got to know about Aaron Ivey. He hates, with a capital H, all things Fox X-Men.
Correct.
From the beginning to the end, he hates every single bit of it. How do you feel on this topic?
Ivy.
Me. I thought you were referring to Aaron.
No, we already know how he feels.
Yeah,
he hates.
Said it.
Said
it plenty of times.
Well, I'm over the Logan stories. I'm over, and I think I mentioned this last week, I'm over X-Men being all about Wolverine. Like, I'm done. I'm so done with it, and I would love for them to start focusing on other characters instead of it always being a freaking Wolverine show. But I saw the trailer, and I was really negative about it until I started to, you know, get partway through it, and I saw X-23, and I was like, holy crap, this is actually pretty cool. So I'm sold. I'll see the movie. I'm very much interested in it to see what they do with the character. But yeah, I'm just done. And I understand what you're saying, Aaron, because, I mean, as long as Fox holds on to X-Men, they will never be part of the Marvel Universe collective that we have now in film and in TV. And I did hear the X-Men actually did get greenlit for a pilot episode on TV.
Good Lord, why?
Legion.
Yeah.
Well, see, yeah, and I saw that trailer too. And it sickens me. It literally sickens me.
He's not joking. He threw up in my bathroom moments before the show.
I couldn't believe. I was like, why won't they just? It's like they have a dead horse, and they're not just beating it. They're literally waterboarding it, and they're taking turns just sticking things in the orifices that they've shot in it, and it's just, it's terrible. It's so terrible. And I've had discussions with many of people, and it just seems like they're all fans of the special effects that happens in these movies.
It's the Michael Bay effect.
Filmlosopher's very own Eddie Villanueva asked me. He hit me up on Facebook, and I apologize, Eddie. I've been busy, and he asked me what was my thoughts on the trailer.
There's not. You only have 138 characters.
You're right.
Yeah.
So it's like,
that's
how?
Not a question to ask on Twitter.
Not a direct message. You can DM. You can have a lot more than 138 characters.
There wasn't. You can only have 1.2 million, and I've done more than that. But the X-23, I like her character in the comic books, right?
In the comics, yeah.
And to see her
as a kid
be introduced in this crappy universe was the most irritating thing I've seen. And I was like, I know what Eddie's probably thinking and what other comic books fans are thinking. Is like when they show the trailer and the big reveal with her, you know, showing her claws for the first time in the trailer.
Oh, I didn't see. Okay.
You haven't seen it?
I didn't see that part. I haven't seen the whole thing.
Okay, so in the trailer, yeah, they do that big reveal. That's literally the moment you should be as a comic book fan like, oh, there's the character. But I was just like, shoot her in the head, please. So we can just say this is done, and we can end this stupid franchise finally. That's what I was feeling like. Like, just get it over with.
Dude, but Fox is never going to give up those rights.
No.
They're not.
Because it makes money, and yep. I understand that. And from a business standpoint, I understand that. But from a story standpoint, it's the worst thing. I'm tired of having a six-foot
Wolverine. It's the same thing with the Fantastic Four. You know, they're never going to give up the rights for that either, even though each movie ends up being a blunder after the next.
As long as it can make, break even, they're gonna keep going.
And I was just like, I don't want to see this, this amalgamation of Old Man Logan, and crap. That's probably the best. Yeah, was there a crap comic book?
Well, you say you don't want it to focus on Wolverine. Who would you prefer? Like, they got to have like a pinnacle character in the X-Men franchise.
You don't.
Well, like,
the X-Men are a group.
Yeah, but so is Suicide Squad, and everyone cares about Harley Quinn.
Hold on.
Who played Harley Quinn?
Yeah, and then that movie was bad too.
And then in the X-Men movies, they focus on Logan, but then it seems like they also chose Mystique.
And
there's a lot of story with Rogue. There's a lot of story with Jean, and I understand that in the movies, the first three the first two was Singer, the third one wasn't Singer. They were kind of building all of that for the Phoenix Saga, but 3 just really destroyed Phoenix Saga. Like, it just killed what it was building up to. And I mean, I get that, you know, movies are going to take liberties in how they're going to interpret the character on screen or like rewrite some of the story. And I can work with that if it makes sense. But when X3 came out, it was just, it was so bad. And such a, for me, it was just a poor representation of what Jean Grey as a Dark Phoenix meant to me, which bothered me. But then, you know, when they did Age of Apocalypse, I really loved how the focus was on Magneto, you know, on Eric.
I hate that.
Well, that's, wow. there was things I couldn't stand about it, but there was also things I like about it. Magneto happens to be my all-time favorite Marvel character. Okay. And I will generally take Magneto in any incarnation I can get because I just, I love that character to death. So either if it was...
So for good or for bad, you just want to see representation of that character anyway.
Of that character, yes. And, you know, the other characters as well. You know, X3 had the Morlocks in it. Not Morlocks. Morlocks?
Yeah, they had some type of form of...
Wait, yeah, that. Morlocks.
Yeah, yeah, it was Morlocks. Somewhat, I guess.
Yeah, they had them to a degree, which was cool, but it wasn't anything to where you could be, where you could see that they were actually fully represented there. It was kind of like a, hey, there's these people, and then like let's go off and go back to doing whatever we're doing.
Are those like the midichlorians?
But yeah, you really. Oh, so you accepted?
Okay, we got to pivot. Okay. We got to pivot because we only got a few minutes left on the show, this is huge. Star Wars got its name, The Last Jedi.
Yes.
Yes.
Am I the only one whose heart just sunk to my butthole whenever that came out?
No.
Because is it, you were, is Jedi, is Jedi singular or plural?
The last.
Oh!
Wow. You guys, mind just blew. Yes. How did you get that in the beginning?
Thank you. Yeah, Jedi could be singular or plural. There is no such thing.
They were looking for
S. Jedi.
I'm going to be completely honest. I'm going to be completely honest. I was looking for an S. The Last Jedi. Yay!
So it could mean, you know, only Luke, or it could mean, you know what? They're training more and there's more than one Jedi, which it would make more sense if there's more than one.
It could go either way. It could be like, this is the last of them and they die. Or it could be like, here's the story of the last Jedi in survival and then they train more.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
It's going to be one giant flashback.
Yes.
The whole thing is going to be episode four.
Way to end the show. I was worried. See, this is what happens in VGB land. I was worried we were going to end on a downer of how the X-Men series will never get good.
Never.
And then I was like, let's pivot to Star Wars and maybe we'll turn this ship around and leave it to Doom Kitty to come in with a clutch three-pointer and send us into overtime. Thank you guys so much for listening to the
show.
You're
welcome.
National Comment Day was yesterday, 2 days ago by the time you guys hear this on the podcast, but that does not mean it's too late to compliment someone around you. Be nice. Make that your challenge. Say one good thing about someone. Aww. Not someone you say good things to all the time, but like a stranger, because it makes them really feel good and it'll make you feel good. Yeah. And then it's opposite day, so then take it right back and say something really shitty and then say, just kidding, it's opposite day. If you guys are listening to this, we want you guys to subscribe on iTunes. That's very, very important, ladies and gentlemen, because we live and die based off of how many downloads this gets. All you do is you download on iTunes, you say subscribe, or if you have an Android, you can go into the Google Marketplace, you hit subscribe, and then every time a new episode comes out, it gets downloaded straight to your phone. You could set up so it only has like two at a time, so you're not going to have like gigs and gigs of VGB. It'll always just keep the two most recent, and that gives us downloads, and it gives you something that you can listen to on your commute to work, your plane rides across the country, whatever you're doing. You could be making your cosplays, you could be listening to this podcast, and it really helped us out in taking the show to the next level, getting us out to those events, the stuff we want to do. Besides that, just thank you. Aaron, do you have anything else we need? Do we have any appearances coming up?
I don't know. Not that I know.
Listen to this last weekend's episode, for sure. We had Nexgra Software showing us their game Armored Eggcorns. We did a playthrough demo. You can check that out on YouTube. Super fun game. Always love supporting the indie game developers. We hope to do that a lot more just as a regular thing because it was some of the most fun things we've ever done. Support Ivy on Patreon, patreon.com/IvyDoomKitty. Support VGB on Patreon, patreon.com/VideoGameBang. And check out our shit on YouTube. That's the show. If you aren't here live, we do go into overtime, so we're going to hang out. Don't go anywhere if you're on Facebook or Twitch. There's a little bit more show for you guys. But for podcast listeners, you've just been banged.